The life of General Belisarius. Belisarius' last battle, the Battle of Chitos. His stratagem had succeeded in gaining time for marshaling his forces, but Zurbriggen soon became aware of just how small a number of effective soldiers was in reality opposed to him. Against 300 men, he did not consider it necessary to lead his whole army at once, but taking with him no more than 2,000 cavalry, he trusted at the first onset of the disperse of his antagonists and pursued them to the capital. But the secret emissaries, the Byzantine general, was informed of the approach of the Bulgarians and enabled to prepare accordingly. He chose an advantageous position behind a thick and extensive wood and concealed 100 of his veteran cavalry in each side of the narrow defile through which he expected Zurbriggen to pass, with instructions for them to remain in ambush until his appointed signal should be heard. From the peasants and the citizens in his army, he found it useless to expect any military aid, but he had provided them with stakes, which when brandished and struck together might resemble arms in appearance and in sound, and he directed them by their shouts to animate their countrymen and distract the enemy. Unsuspicious of the danger, the Bulgarians pressed forward with dissonant cries and full confidence of victory. They were boldly charged by Belisarius in front, while fresh enemies suddenly rose upon their rear, and the dust which clouded in the air from the trampling of the horses concealed the real weakness of the assailants from their view. On every side they heard voices of multitudes. On every side they felt the arm of valor. Their practice in archery and their rapidity in evolution were rendering unavailing by the confined position. They found themselves helpless, encompassed, and cut off. In the first ranks of the Byzantine hero were conspicuous, performing the duties and displaying the prowess of a soldier, and thus by his united skill and intrepidity succeeded in vanquishing 2,000 men with his 300. The Bulgarians were driven back in the utmost disorder. 400 fell in the battle, or pursuit, and it was with difficulty that Zurbriggen himself effected his escape. The alarm of the fugitives spread throughout the army of the Bulgarians, and with the usual rapid contagion of fear, the soldiers testified their sorrow and dismay by the savage rite of cutting deep gashes on their cheeks, raising their camp with speed and began retreating towards the north. And Belisarius prepared, by a close pursuit, to renew and complete his triumph. But this patriotic satisfaction was denied him. His military enterprises were checked in the midst of their career, and the same causes which had so often tried his virtue and obedience again exerted over him their baneful influence. His public services once more received in the council of the emperor the customary rewards of slander and suspicion. As the news of his victory and of their deliverance, the citizens of Constantinople had gratefully extolled his merits and proclaimed Belisarius as the savior of his country. His intrepid conduct at the head of his 300 veterans was compared to the same number of Spartans at Thermopylae, and his former battles against the Persians, the Goths, and the Vandals were declared inferior to this last achievement. Such praise was inputted as a crime to Belisarius by an envious multitude of courtiers and domestics. Then the general was accused of aiming at popular favor with ambitious and disloyal designs. A sentence of recall was hastily pronounced and submissively obeyed. Belisarius was received at the palace with coldness and disparagement. His late service was buried in silence, and instead of following up his victory against the troops of Zurbriggen, Justinian preferred the less glorious task of bribing their departure. On learning that Belisarius was recalled, the Bulgarians stopped short in their retreat and lingered during the whole summer in Thrace. But at length, the liberality of the emperor and the dread of being intercepted by armed vessels on the Danube induced the Bulgarians to retire homewards for a stipulated amount of money. The Byzantine people were loud in their murmurs at this treaty, expressing their strongest indignation that these barbarians, after pillaging the province and threatening the capital and insulting the majesty of the empire, should be afterwards paid and rewarded by Justinian for their friendly visit. Now, with the defeat of the Bulgarians, it's time to bid goodbye to actual contemporary evidence of Belisarius' life. And so other incidents that we'll talk about in our last show which will be kind of the period between the Battle of Chitos and his death. There'll be a little bit of discussion of just why he was successful at the very end. And of course, it's just disgusting that when you see the way Justinian acted in cowardice. So our next show will be the last show of the life of General Belisarius. The sources for this include The Wars of Justinian by Procopius, Short History of Byzantium by Norwich, Byzantine Art of War by Decker, Byzantine Armies, 324 to 1453 by Turnbull, and The Life of Belisarius by Mahone. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.